Good morning. My name is Luke, and I will be your conference operator for today. At this time, I would like to welcome you to the conference call on the Economic Activity, Public Finances, and Public Debt Report for the first quarter of 2014. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, please press star 2. It is now my pleasure to introduce you to Mr. Ernesto Ravilla. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm with Alejandro Diaz de Leon, Chief of the Public Credit Unit, and I want to welcome you to the conference call on the report on economic activity, public finance, and public debt as of the first quarter of 2014. Starting the economic outlook, during the first quarter of 2014, the Mexican economy grew at a higher rate than in the previous quarter. Economic recovery is strengthening as the year progresses. Mexican non-oil exports continue to grow at a solid pace, supported by Mexico's competitiveness and in spite of the decline in the dynamism of the United States during the first quarter of the year due to an atypically adverse winter. Domestic demand continues to expand. Increases in consumption and investment reflected formal job creation and increasing credit growth and more dynamic federal government expenditure, particularly the expenditure allocated to infrastructure investment. As of March 31st of this year, the number of workers affiliated to IMSS stood at 16.8 million workers, which represents an annual growth of 3.1%, equivalent to 500,000 jobs. In March 2014, total credit from commercial banks increased 4.6% in real annual terms. In particular, credit for consumption increased 5.1%. During the first quarter of this year, inflation observed a decreasing trend. In March, headline inflation stood at 3.76%, which was mainly attributed to a decrease in prices of some fruits and vegetables. The latest data available for the first half of April recorded an annual inflation of 3.53%. As of March 31st, the exchange rate stood at 13.06 pesos per dollar, which implied an appreciation of 0.2% with respect to the level at the end of December 31st, 2013. At the end of March, the Mexican Stock Exchange stood at 40,462 points. Regarding public finance, during the first quarter of 2014, public finances already reflect the effect of the fiscal reform, which has allowed us to strengthen Mexico's fiscal position, to improve fairness in the tax framework, and to simplify compliance. In the first quarter, the public deficit stood at 62 billion pesos. If we exclude Pemex investment, we got a public surplus of 35.6 billion pesos. These results are in line with the annual target approved by Congress. During the first quarter, public expenditures were oriented towards supporting productive activity in the economy and the welfare of the most vulnerable population. Particularly, expenditure in physical investment increased 46.5% in real terms. Subsidies, which include support programs for the most vulnerable population, increased 30.8% in real terms. On the other hand, operational expenditures of the public sector, other than personal services and pensions, observe a decrease of 1% in real annual terms. In the first quarter, budgetary revenues of the public sector increased 3.8% in real terms with respect to the same quarter of 2013. Within, tax revenues increased 10.7% in real terms with respect to the first quarter of last year. In March, just in March, the month by itself, tax revenues increased 17.1% in real annual terms. These results, as I mentioned before, already reflect the effect of the fiscal reform. Tax revenue from the excise taxes increased 18.2%, and the value-added tax increased 17.1% in the quarter, both in real terms. Oil revenues were 0.7% lower in real terms, mainly due to a lower export price compared to last year and a lower production platform. Revenues from public entities other than Pemex increased 4.4% in real terms, mainly due to higher electricity sales. I thank you for your attention at this part. I will now let Alejandro Diaz de Leon cover some topics regarding public debt.
Hello. As you know, we published our annual borrowing plan, and the goals for public credit for this year are basically to fulfill the federal government's borrowing requirements with low cost over a long time horizon, to maintain access to a wide range of debt markets, and promoting deep and liquid markets. In this regard, I would highlight that Mexico has maintained wide, ample access to financial markets, and in good terms and condition, both in external and domestic markets. I would highlight this because this contrasts with the experience of other emerging market economies. Then I would highlight as an example of this that our issuance in March the 12th of a 1 billion sterling pound issuance of a 100-year maturity bond. And this operation was reflects the first sovereign issuer issuing at 100 years in sterling, and only the second of its kind in the world. And this was basically allocated among 85% of sterling dedicated investors. And this reflects that this was attained in basically a new investor base that had been unattended for almost 10 years. I would then describe the main items in terms of debt level. Regarding these, the stock of federal government net debt at the end of the first quarter was 29.7% of GDP, with a composition of a little bit over 80% in domestic debt and 19% in foreign debt. In terms of the public sector's net debt, which, as you know, it includes the federal government, public entities under direct budgetary control, and development banks, the balance at the end of the first quarter was 36.5 percentage points of GDP. Of these, 25.5% was external, which accounts for 11 percentage points of GDP, and the rest in domestic terms. And finally, as you know, our broader definition of public sector borrowing requirements, this stood at 40.3 percentage points of GDP, with 29.7% domestic and 10.6% external. And I would highlight that regarding our domestic debt portfolio, our domestic securities with fixed rate, both nominal and real terms, represented 81.5% of the portfolio. Total average maturity of domestic debt was 7.7 years, with larger maturities on inflation-linked securities, UDI bonos, at 12.1 years. And nominal fixed-rate bond, M bonos, with an average maturity of 8.7 years. These are the main items in terms of public debt, both in external and domestic markets. And now we are ready to open for questions.
Thank you. We will now proceed with the questions and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask any questions at this time, please press star 1. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll do one last re-poll for questions. If you have any, it is star 1 on your touch-tone phone. And gentlemen, it looks as though I don't have any questions on the phone line. Should I turn it back to you for any closing, or should I wrap up the call?
If there are no questions, then we would like to thank the people that joined the call. And if you have any detailed questions, you can reach us through email or through the Investor Relations office. Thank you very much to all.
And thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you for participating in today's conference call, and you may now disconnect.